The original owners of Dish, a restaurant in Plaza Midwood known for its Southern comfort cooking, are hanging up their aprons. Luckily for Charlotte, the 17-year-old restaurant is staying put, with the same name and many of the same recipes, but under new ownership. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia sat down with two of the owners to talk food, the future, and what they'll miss most about working and running a Charlotte staple.
Walk into Dish on Thomas Avenue in the heart of Plaza Midwood, and it's nothing but warm. Yellow walls, funky art, and of course, dishes hanging on the walls. Black and white checkered cloths cover tables, and you can't help but stare at the mouth-watering pies on the counter as you walk to your seat. Usually there's a crowd waiting for a coveted booth by the windows, perfect for people watching. But right now, it's late afternoon, the calm before the dinner rush. Penny Craver sits at one of those checkered cloth tables. She reflects on the restaurant's cozy atmosphere. It's set like a kitschy grandmother's kitchen, from the sunny decor to the food.
My grandmother didn't write a thing down. And if I asked her, she would say, oh, you know, just salt till it tastes right, you know, or, oh, just a pinch. Oh, you just do a little of this, a little of that. So it was trying to recreate things that we grew up on.
That we is in reference to Dish's three owners, Penny Craver and Maggie and Lawrence Stubbs. The trio have known each other for decades. Their friendship stems from Charlotte's music scene, when Maggie says they worked together at the punk music venue, The Milestone.
We have known each other since myself and Penny were partners at Milestone in 1991, and Lawrence was the bartender. That's the original partnership, is 1991.
Music is Penny Craver's first love, but food is a close second. A musician herself, Penny founded Tremont Music Hall, a beloved Charlotte music venue that closed several years ago due to development. She also worked at another music venue in the city, Amos's South End. But this second love of food has kept her interested for almost two decades. So much so, she would often find herself at Dish, even when she didn't need to be there.
You know, sometimes it's my day off and I go, oh gosh, what do I want? I really just want vegetables. So I'm just going to go up to Dish and you know, get some green beans and some carrots and some cabbage.
As good as the food has been, and as much as the trio will miss their staff and regulars, they're in agreement. It's time to clock out. For Maggie and Lawrence Stubbs, that means keeping their Charlotte home, but traveling a lot. Colorado and Asia are at the top of their lists. Maggie sweetly refers to everyone she meets at Dish as darling, partly because she meets so many people, it's hard to keep track of names. Now she says, it's time to meet the world's darlings.
Had a great 17-year run. We had phenomenal customers. I think we put out some darn good food, too. I want to make up for all the years that I worked weekends. Had a hard time taking vacations. Now it's time to play. So I am going to travel.
Penny plans to retire early to the coast. She smiles when she talks about quitting her day job. Stick a fork in me, she says. I'm done.
It's time. It's just time. You know, you kind of know. It's kind of run its course with me and with the other owners. I'm tired, and I need to be able to not kill myself before I get to enjoy some form of retirement.
But none of the owners were willing to part ways with Dish, unless they found the right folks to pass the spatula to. They believe they found that in Lewis Donald of Sweet Lou's Barbecue. Craver expects that he'll want to make some changes, but she's confident he wants to keep Dish, Dish. Part of that, she says, is not taking shortcuts, especially in the cooking. It's down to the details in the biscuits, she says. Rather than butter all the biscuits at once, each biscuit at Dish is individually dressed right before it's served. It takes a little extra time, but it's worth it.
You can't do the shortcut. That's not the way my grandmother would have done it. It's not the way any Southern grandmother or whoever cooked in your family would have done it. So we don't take those kinds of shortcuts. So that's the Dish way.
Not taking shortcuts has paid off. Over the last 17 years, Dish has seen neighbors come and go, and new development take over. And even though Dish has survived, it still felt those growing pains, especially when it comes to parking.
This is probably not the neighborhood to allow this much growth. Can't allow that much growth in the short period of time without the infrastructure to support it. And I think that's what has happened. You know, if you plant too many flowers, they just strangle each other. And everything kind of dies. I definitely don't want to see that.
Saturday will be the official last day for the original owners. Penny expects it to be like any other, if not a little bit busier, as folks come to say goodbye.
You know, we've had great locals and great customers. you know, that have been regulars and have we've developed friendships with them. And so it'll be good to see them. But I love Dish food. I'm not going to not come back to and eat at Dish.
Customers who want to wish Penny, Maggie, and Lawrence a fond farewell may want to get there on the early side. Penny says they'll likely close a little early to have a party for the staff. Even though much of the staff are staying, it will be the last time for the original owners and their employees to break bread together. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.